Welcome to this special Independence Day episode of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. Today, we're stepping away from fireworks and parades for a moment to ask a deeper question. What does the 4th of July mean to you? We'll be right back after this.
We would like to thank M1063, WGLM, FM, M1063.com. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your local source for managed IT. Websites, design, and hosting. Check them out at WMTDS.com.
At Business Growth Engine, Stephen and his team support businesses through automation and streamlined processes. Go to BuilderGrowthEngine.com.
DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit dwvideo.com to learn more. Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast, and today we're asking that, I guess, deeper question. What does the 4th of July mean to you? Is it more than just cookouts and sparklers? Does it stir memories, pride, questions, or even hope for the future? You know, every year on July 4th, we fire up the grill, toss on the red, white, and blue, and head to the fireworks. But have you ever stopped for a moment and ask, why July 4th? Why not July 2nd or even August? So let's take a moment and set our time machine back to 1776. The Second Continental Congress actually voted for independence from Britain on July 2nd. That was the day the big decision was made. John Adams even wrote to his wife Abigail saying, July 2nd will be remembered as a great American holiday for generations to come. He was only a couple days off. Why the 4th then? Well, July 4th is the day they officially adopted the final version of the Declaration of Independence, the document that laid it all out in ink. So while the vote happened on the 2nd, the 4th is the day the words became public, bold, and real. Now, here's a twist that I found. The document wasn't actually signed on the 4th. Most of the signatures came later in August, but July 4th was the date printed at the top of the document, and that's the one that stuck. So there you go. A little history tucked between the hot dogs and the fireworks. And honestly, whether you're waving a flag, watching a parade, or just taking a quiet moment to reflect, July 4th is about more than history. It's about us, all of us, and the ongoing idea of freedom, equality, and what it means to be part of this ever-growing American story. From all of us at the Discover Montcalm podcast, happy 4th of July, everyone. Remember to buy and shop locally.
Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm podcast.